As the summer travel season gets underway, drivers may find themselves getting passed on the highway by, of all things, minivans. Auto industry analyst Paul Eisenstein says car makers are fighting a horsepower war, focusing more on engine power than fuel efficiency. And that's putting more high-powered cars on the road, even those better known for running children to soccer practice.
Horsepower is a serious selling point in this country. I've noticed lately there are billboards all over the United States promoting horsepower for Honda minivans. I think the billboards say something like 240 horses in the Honda Odyssey. So even when you're talking about family vehicles, middle-of-the-road vehicles, horsepower is becoming one of the most important things out there. I mean, it's like we're going back to the muscle car all over again. But now we're putting all this power in just about everything, including minivans.
How do they differ from the old muscle cars?
The cars of today, even the big muscle cars, are completely different from the old ones. Yeah, they've got a lot of power. But if you remember, the muscle cars of the past, the Judges and the GTOs and the original Mustang GTs, these were straight-line cars. You know, you slammed your foot down on the floor, pointed the car, and prayed, because they couldn't do much more than go in a straight line. And God help you if you had to stop fast. The new muscle cars are a different breed. They are much more, I guess you'd almost call them more European in style. They handle, and very importantly, they can brake. As a matter of fact, the new Dodge Viper is aiming to set a world record, being able to go from 0 to 100 back to 0 in under 14 seconds.
And what are all these cars doing to the environment?
Well, that's the big issue. There's a lot of folks that don't like this horsepower race. Certainly the insurance industry doesn't, but these are people that would like to see the speed limit probably rolled back to 50 if they could. The environmentalists aren't happy because the faster you go, the more fuel you use. So they're certainly not happy, nor the people who are worried about our continuing dependence on foreign oil. So the horsepower race is definitely one that is vulnerable if we have any increase in a federal fuel economy mandate. As a matter of fact, there's a big debate going on in California right now. They may give the authority to their regulators to set limits on CO2 emissions. CO2 is directly related to fuel economy. And of course, fuel economy is closely tied to horsepower. So if this new law goes through, it could put the brakes on the horsepower race.
Have they recalibrated horsepower to allow for today's stronger, faster, bigger horses?
Well, they seem to have a lot stronger, faster, bigger cars, so they seem to be keeping up with those Clydesdales.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the internet magazine, thecarconnection.com.